WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On day two of the hush money payment trial involving Donald Trump, seven jurors are now seated. A total of 12 must be chosen, along with six alternates.
The seated jurors so far out of a batch of 96 potential jurors, the majority already dismissed. Kara McGee was one of the jurors excused due to work conflicts. She says possible jurors seemed committed to being fair, even if they had opinions of Trump.
It really seemed like everyone there was taking it very seriously.
House Speaker Mike Johnson facing backlash after signaling he'll bring up separate votes on funding bills, including for Ukraine and Israel. Hardline Republicans are threatening a recall vote. And House Republicans voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the migrant crisis. House managers delivered the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas to the Senate. It's not known if the Democratic-led Senate will take up the resolution. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. In Manitowoc County, Jesse Vang pleads not guilty to child neglect charges in the Elijah Vu case. He's due back in court June 28th. Elijah last seen alive in Two Rivers February 20th, and Vang was the last person to see him. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, is due back in court later this month, also charged with child neglect. No surprises at the state capitol, as Republicans did not convene a meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee called by Governor Tony Evers. The Democratic governor wanted the committee to release $125 million in funding to remediate PFAS contamination. The state Supreme Court has ordered parties named in a Planned Parenthood lawsuit to file responses within 10 days. That means the court may consider Planned Parenthood's petition to recognize a constitutional right to bodily autonomy, including abortion.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms around tonight. There could be a strong storm, pockets of heavy rain, windy, and a low in the upper 50s. More storms tomorrow morning, then a cloudy sky for the afternoon. High in the low 60s. Maybe a lingering shower. More showers possible Thursday, breezy and mid-50s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 62 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
just how you feel.
Seven Max FM, Dave with it's after 5 p.m. We got y'all caught up on the news and the weather. Let's get back into the music with Stevie Wonder on Max FM.
Bye.
90s, and more.
Call me, babe. Always something there
to remind me. 99.7
Max FM.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Hey. Yeah, we like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Demolition woman, can I be your man? Hey, hey.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant with you on Tuesday night. All right, I've been talking about Billy Joel for a good part of a week now because I was all excited about the Madison Square Garden concert, which was live, but technically it was on March 28th for anyone that was curious, and then it replayed this weekend on Sunday. Now, a lot of people did not get to see it in its entirety because golf ran long because they had the Masters tournament. That went past 6:30, and then, of course, we had 60 Minutes, and I don't remember what show was on in between there, and then they put Billy Joel on. Now, in my humble opinion, I would have moved Billy Joel into that 7:30 slot because, you know, for some of us, staying up late's a thing, but
They ended up cutting it a couple minutes short in some markets because it was like 10:30 to our time when it would have been over. So they wanted to get kind of the news on at 10:30. So they kind of cut it off during the middle of Piano Man, which upset a lot of people. CBS has acknowledged this, and they've acknowledged the mistake of this. So what are they doing about it? They are now going to show the Billy Joel concert in its entirety on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Now, there's some commentary. Well, what about Fire Country and Blue Bloods? I want to watch that. Those were going to be repeats anyway on Friday night. So instead, Billy Joel will be on again Friday night, CBS at 8 o'clock. Am I going to watch it again? Of course I am, because I missed some stuff the first time around. So I'm looking forward to it. You know what? Stuff happens. It is what it is. So not the end of the world. Coming up, we'll look at Sports News by Genesis on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers and Padres play game two of their three-game series at MFAM Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Wade Miley facing Dylan Cease in the pitching matchup. The Brewers expected to decide today whether or not Christian Yelich will spend time in the injured list with his sore back. Manager Pat Murphy.
We just don't feel like making a decision yet on IL or whatever is prudent. You know, we feel like we can wait till the last minute to do it and see if he feels much better in one day. He's on some medication, and hopefully that helps calm it down a little bit so he's able to play. Obviously, he's been an impactful offensive player, to say the least.
So far this season, Yelich hitting .333 with five homers and 11 runs batted in. NBA play-in tournament set to tip off tonight in the Western Conference. The Lakers take on the Pelicans in New Orleans, while Golden State is at Sacramento. In the East, it's Philadelphia hosting Miami. Atlanta's at Chicago. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 Max FM. Talk to me. You never talk to me. Ooh, it seems that I can speak. Yeah, there's no reply at all.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to win contests, request music, and get those birthday and anniversaries in. Maddie is back tomorrow. She'll talk about those around 7:50 tomorrow. Here are the Pet Shop Boys on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Moving straight ahead, you knew it all.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday night. Feel like you could have used an extra or a sleep or two last night? Welcome to the club. According to a new Gallup poll, most of us aren't getting as much sleep as we'd like. It's the first time that's been the case since they started asking in 2001. 57% of Americans said they feel better when they get more shut-eye, and 42% say they get as much sleep as they need. Women are more underslept. Only 36% say they're getting enough sleep, compared to 48% of men. It's a pretty drastic change from when they asked in 2013. A decade ago, 56% of Americans said they were getting enough sleep, and 43% weren't. But go back a little further, and the difference was pretty stark. A poll in 1942 found that 59% of Americans were getting at least 8 hours of sleep a night, and only 3% were getting 5 hours or less. Today, just 26% of us are getting 8 hours, and the five-hour number has jumped to 20%. Now you may be going, Dave, how much sleep do you get? Yeah, it's definitely not 8 hours. You know, I'd be happy with seven, and you know, in my world, 6 hours is a great amount of sleep, but yeah, it varies depending on the day, depending on what's going on, depending on where I'm at as well. So yeah, I would love to get 8 hours of sleep. I wonder what that's like. Maybe I'll someday find out. Coming up, we'll look at weather news by Aerosmith on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection? You're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms around tonight. There could be a strong storm, pockets of heavy rain, windy, and a low in the upper 50s. More storms tomorrow morning, then a cloudy sky for the afternoon. High in the low 60s. Maybe a lingering shower. More showers possible Thursday, breezy and mid-50s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 62 degrees. 99.7.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Art 50 Man Music Art continues with you. Listen to news. Do you believe in love on Max FM?